who made the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And looking at these scriptures, really all of chapter 1 are Advent stories because they're just before the birth of Christ, just before the Nativity. But one of the things that fascinates me are the ways of God, that in God's dealings with Elizabeth and Zacharias, in God's dealings with Mary, there's obvious in these stories splash the supernatural. An angel appeared to Zacharias while he was serving as a priest in the holy place and speaks to him about he and his wife, who had been barren all of her life, and they were too old in the natural to give birth, that she was going to become pregnant. John was going to come. And even says, and John will be filled with the Holy Spirit while in his mother's womb. That's big stuff. And then, but when that angel got through, it says about John in chapter 1, he says, well, how shall I know this? He didn't say, how are you going to do it? He said, how do I know this is God? Like, how do I know I didn't just have too much pizza last night and went to sleep? And the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. Behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their proper time. So as you know the story, for 9 months, Zacharias couldn't speak. That was supernatural. Then we have this young woman, Mary. Gabriel, again, comes to her. That's a miracle. That's supernatural. And Mary never questions that an angel can come and talk. And so you have this supernatural encounter with the Lord. And then she doesn't ask why, because it's a costly thing that God's asked of her. It's a blessing, but it has a price. But she does ask in verse 34, how? Not how can this can't be God like Zacharias did, but how are you going to do this since I'm a virgin? And so the Holy Spirit, the angel just said, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Offspring should be called the Son of God. Now, whatever that looked like, that's certainly supernatural. A virgin to give birth, to get pregnant and give birth. And then the angel says to encourage her, and behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was barren is now in her 6th month. And the word here is literally, and not any word will be impossible to God. In other words, anything God's promised you is impossible for him to fulfill. And Mary said, this is her expression of faith and surrender, behold, the bondservant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Be it done to me, not by me. Lord, you said it. And the angel departed from her. Now, Bracken read when she goes to be with Elizabeth and how when she called out, Elizabeth was greeted by Mary. It says, and then when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's pretty amazing. She begins to cry out with a loud voice and gives a prophetic word. For behold, when the sound of the greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Verse 45, but blessed is she who believed. There would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her. And we'll look at that more this week, but it's interesting that with Zacharias, he was made silent for 9 months because he says he didn't believe. But Mary, even though the Lord said, this is how it's going to work, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and the power of the Most High is going to overshadow you. And therefore, that which comes forth from you is going to have God's label, because God's the one who's going to do it. And then Elizabeth says she was blessed, not just because God said it, but because she believed. That's important, that she emphasizes, you're blessed, not just because God came and said something to you that he's going to do. It happened because you believed. Here's the thing I was thinking about this morning, is that When John the Baptist, Elizabeth and Zacharias had not been able to give birth to have a child, and then miraculously she becomes pregnant. And the Holy Spirit filled this baby while still in his mother's womb. And then we have, when Mary comes, the baby leaps in her womb, she is filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's all this kind of dramatic stuff. But it's always been interesting to me that it never gives us any place in Scripture, like what happened when Mary got pregnant, when the Holy Spirit came upon her, and she was overshadowed by the power of the Most High. Why don't we have that story? Like Mary was sitting in her room, or Mary was asleep, and she woke up, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was like electricity in the air. It was this dramatic moment, and she was found the next day, days after that. And she was. As a matter of fact, it says in verse 39, after the angel Gabriel got through speaking to Mary, it says, now at this time, Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country to a city of Judah. Now, I don't think Mary at that time knew that she was pregnant yet. She knew that she was going to be, but I don't think she knew that she was until Elizabeth says, oh, yeah, you're pregnant with our Lord. And here's the point. sometimes God does things in our lives that's dramatically supernatural. It's demonstratively supernatural. And we have to be open to that. As people in Christ, we should expect that God's going to do those kind of things. But sometimes God does things, the Holy Spirit does things, and there's no real record of it. It's just kind of silent. But it's still Him. It's still supernatural. I remember I used to tell this story that I've prayed for people over the years. I remember the first time that happened, I was in Birmingham many, many years ago doing a conference in a Baptist church. And people came up afterwards for prayer. And I prayed for this person, really touched them, and out they went. Flipped me out. But I knew it was God. But the next person who came up, prayed for them, out they went, I knew it wasn't God. I knew they were just trying to be spiritual. But God wasn't mad at them. But it's an interesting thing to see. And then what can happen sometimes with ministers, charismatic ministers, they'll see that kind of stuff happen, and they think everybody's got to fall out to be proof that you're actually anointed. And I used to tell this funny story when Olivia was alive. I'd say, you know, when I came home in the afternoons after being in church, she didn't want me to come in and say, hey, Olivia, and she'd fall out on the floor every time. But she did want me to come home walking in the Spirit and loving her by Christ, from Christ, listening to how her day was from Christ. That's supernatural. And so important that we don't make an idol out of the demonstrative, that we just believe. And I believe when I walked in that house because I was trusting Him. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is He who calls you, who also will do. So before I'd walk in the door, I'd go ahead and thank Him by faith. Because faith is not believing that He can. Faith is trusting that He is. There's a difference. And I would walk in the door thanking Him that the Holy Spirit was filling me even now, and that Jesus was going to love my wife through me, listen to her through me, be patient through her, listen to my sons and be present to them. And yet, they didn't all fall out on the floor. They didn't shake, and it wasn't electric, but it was supernatural. Because it takes a miracle to do that consistently. Have you discovered that? You can't do that kind of thing in your own strength? Because eventually they'll say something or do something or tick you off. But Jesus doesn't get ticked off. Oh, Christian life. So sure, we should expect, or at least shouldn't be surprised by sometimes God doing things, and there's babies leaping in wombs and all kind of angels and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes, like Mary's not even recorded what happened to her when she got pregnant. But that was a pretty big deal. It was certainly miraculous. But I believe that one of the reasons the Lord didn't put that there is because the Holy Spirit did it without Mary really even knowing it. She just believed. If you'll believe, God will do what He wants to do. It'll be supernatural. But don't feel guilty or like something's wrong with you if you're not levitating off the floor. The Christian life is blood and guts, real life, isn't it? And it was just as miraculous for me, from Christ, to supernaturally show patience and kindness with two little guys, regardless of how tired I was. That's just as miraculous as the first time I prayed for somebody and out they went. It's not up, the pressure's not on me. All I'm called to believe. Let God do it the way He wants to do it, and look like what He wants it to look like. In the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit.